Her name was Josephine Lodeholt was her maiden name, and Green was the last name. I was probably between, like, 8 and 10 when she moved in with us.
And this is, just to clarify, your mother's mother, who you knew affectionately as Mimi, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How do you remember your grandmother, and how do you think she would want to be remembered?
Yeah, she was kind of a conundrum. I don't know if I remember her how she would want to be remembered. I think she would probably want to be remembered as you know, what she was putting out there, just the prim, beautiful Southern lady with the manners and just, you know, always a lady. But I remember her as just a sailor for us, kind of having a wickedly fun sense of humor. And she taught me poker. She taught me how to cuss. I remember every year for New Year's, she would give up cussing and she would, like, lose just a couple of weeks in.
What is your, if you had to choose a single happiest memory of her?
Every Christmas, we would always try to just kind of, you know, spook her or make her laugh or something. And so we developed a really fun tradition of my mom and I would go to a department store, and we would go to the discount bin in the lingerie department and pick out the tackiest, ugliest thong that you've ever seen, just some sort of, like, hot pink leopard print, sequined, lacy mess of an underwear, and buy it for, you know, like 50 cents. And we would stick it in my grandmother's stocking. So Christmas morning, she would come and open her stocking, and there would be this thong from Santa. And her response was always, "Ooh, Lordy, Santa Claus is thinking not a thought's about me." And then she would spend, like, the whole day wearing the thong on her head because she said that was the only place it would fit. And that was our Christmas tradition.
I have to say, when I picture your grandmother, I picture her with underwear on her head from that story.
Yeah, well, kind of along the same lines. She got used to the underwear after a while, so we started giving her Chippendales calendars also as Christmas gifts, which she very much enjoyed. And when she was in the hospital, she celebrated one last birthday, and we gave her one last Chippendales calendar. And she insisted on hanging it up on the wall because it was a really nice conversation starter for all of the nurses and anybody coming in the room. And she would had to go through and pick out her favorite ones and, you know, make sure that the favorites were up there.
Are there ways that you remember and honor your grandmother's memory at Christmas time?
We saved all of the tacky thongs that we gave her, and they've become tree ornaments now. Really fun, hot pink, leopard print, laced, glitter sequined looking things. And I'm sure the tree looks really weird to anybody who comes in the house, but it's the way we do honor her at Christmas.